All right, what's going on? You are listening to the fifth installment of the Hoops and Hip Hop Radio Show, brought to you by TheRiotRadio.com. You know what it is, and it is not black and yellow. It's Chris Charisma, and as always...
You know, it's me, DJ. What's going on?
Yes, my partner in crime, DJ Johnson. Today, we are going back to the world of the underground.
Yeah.
Am I right? Who do we have in today, DJ?
Oh, man, we got Prince Black doing his thing up. Say something for the fans.
Prince Black's in the building, you already know.
Yes, that. Yes.
That's what's going on here.
So we're
going
to be profiling him, be playing some of his tracks. We're also going to do our usual Raptors talk, going around the NBA, what the bleep of the week, the usual stuff. And as always, well, not as always, the second time, this is going to be podcasted.
Yeah.
Right? So it's going to be on the Facebook page. Check that out. Hoops, letter N, hip, dash, hop. We're going to cut to quick music break, and then after that, we'll get it rolling.
All right. So we got some Fancy by Drake. Let's get it.
All right.
So I know we gon' be here a while. In the bathroom, flat irons and nail files. Spending hours in salons on your hairstyle. And in the mall, steady racking up the air miles. Hit the gym, step on the scale, stare at the number. You say you dropping 10 pounds, preparing for summer. And you don't do it for the man, man never notice. You just do it for yourself, you the coldest. Intelligent too, ooh, you my sweetheart. I've always liked my women book and street smart. Long as they got a little class like half days. And the confidence to overlook my past ways. Time heals all, and heels hurt to walk in. But they go with the clutch that you carry your lip gloss in. And look, I really think nobody does it better. I love the way that you put it together.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh?
Well, aren't you a breath of fresh air from all these superficial gold digging in here? They get a ball of figure, they ain't gotta pick a career. Guess they playing on sticks till some me's appear. Like voila, you do it right, he just might buy you a car. Man, she play these suckers just like B.O.B. played a guitar. Now here you are, but your girl's having drinks at the bar. I say I'm buying, you decline, that is kinda bizarre. Independent with the demeanor of an R&B singer. Naked ring finger, M3 Beamer, champagne range, triple white Jag, closet full of brand new clothes and handbags. Alexander McQueen, Gucci, Chanel, D&G, BCBG, Versace, Louis, and BB. You ain't needy, greedy, or easy as these other breezes who for balls of reason, the bowls of baked ziti.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did.
Girls, let me see your hands. Wave them at them, just hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, everything big. And my NY girls, let me see your hands. Wave them at them, just hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, everything big.
And my LA girls, let me see your hands. Wave them at them, just hating on you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nails done, hair done, everything big. My T.O. girls, let me see your hands. Wave them at the bitches, I know you with their friends. Girl, you got it. Let them know that everything big. Nail done, hair done, nail done, hair done.
Said go Cinderella, go Cinderella. Orgasm, blush, lipstick, gigacilla. Devil in a tight dress, girl, you a killer. And ain't nobody realer, and ain't nobody realer. Go, 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 go.
Showtime.
Go, 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 go. As we proceed.
5 1/2 and boys, this is off the hook. Cinderella about to lose the glass off her foot. And when I find it,
is when I find you, and we can do the things we never got the time to. Better late than never, but never late is better. They tell me time is money, but we'll spend it together. I'm down for whatever, you just lead the way. We go to dinner, y'all don't even look at me to pay. Mature women with more than me were the first to tempt me. And Jason had this girl Tammy with a purple Bentley. How she got it, I ain't never get to ask. I just knew that she was fine like a ticket on the dash. Yeah, but shout out to the homeowners, the girls that got diplomas and enough money to loan us a little something extra, should we ever need it. If it sounds like you, then let me hear you repeat it.
Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything.
What's up, everyone? You're tuned into Hoops and Hip Hop, brought to you by The Riot Radio.
Yes, yes.
Check out TheRiotRadio.com, please, and thank you. Support, support.
Yeah.
So we're right now, we're back with Prince Black.
Yes, sir, Prince.
How you
Black.
Doing, man? How you doing? How you living?
I'm feeling good right now, you know what I'm saying? I just had my son, so I'm on some new tips right now. I'm a new man. A little man changed my life, you know?
Congrats, that's though. Congratulations on that.
Thanks.
All right, so right now we're going to go with a little Q&A, like we did last time with our with Anya. Mm. This is how we do when we profile the underground musicians. So Prince Black in the studio. DJ, take it away.
Yeah, man. So let's talk about, where'd you get the name Prince Black from?
Well, that's a long story, yo. When I was younger, I used to have the Fresh Prince haircut.
Okay.
My family from Jamaica used to call me Prince, so that's where Prince came from. And then when I was younger, I used to roll around in all black, so man's called me Black, so I just put it together, and that's my rap name, you know?
Okay. I'm feeling that. Fresh Prince origin story. Yeah. You never get that, man. That's sure. Why.
I had the haircut. Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, man, of course.
You have pictures somewhere.
Yeah, lots of those. Some throwbacks.
Yeah, man. So tell everybody, like, you know, what's your inspiration?
I just get inspired from, like, the struggle. Like, I've seen a lot of crazy stuff happen around me, and, like, I get inspired by my fam. Like, not from my fam that I rap with. Dynasty Bully Gang, in case people didn't know, you know?
Yeah, man.
I get inspired by the people around me. You got to inspire yourself. That's what it's all about.
Of course. Like that. So kind of tell me, what are your aspirations in this game? Definitely, like, I know everybody wants to become, you know, the top of the top, creme de la creme, you know what I mean?
Kind of thing. I don't even want to be at the top. I just want to change the game, you know, because there's a lot of fake stuff going on. There got to be more real people in the game, so I'm trying to hold it down for the real.
So then what makes you real?
Being yourself. Stop fronting. All that fake stuff. Just do you. Stay original.
I hear that.
Start something new, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, I wanted to know, like, what kind of, when you were younger, growing up, what kind of songs did you listen to? What, you know, which artists were you into?
When I was younger, I used to listen to a lot of DMX,
yeah.
Wu-Tang,
yeah.
Styles P. Big timers.
You should have been here for our, like, throwback show. Seriously.
I really should have. Yeah, you guys should have hollered at me.
Now, like, those same artists that you mentioned, you know, can we kind of, like, hear a little bit about, can we hear their sound, their style in your music now? Or is it, you know, other artists, or is it something original?
It's kind of a mix of everything, but I bring my own style with it, you know, because mm-hmm. I'm talking about what's really going on around me.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah.
But, of course, that makes sense, right? It's about you.
Yeah,
it's about Prince Black, me, right?
Everything's just Prince Black. It's Prince Black, you know?
Yeah, man.
You don't want to sound too much like other people, you know?
Nah, it's just Prince Black. I don't even really write nothing anymore, so it's just freestyle. What's on my mind? Nothing else.
And it comes out very well. We should get into another song, actually.
Yeah.
So we got some Prince Black featuring Deuce. It's actually produced by me.
Yeah.
Really?
I have to throw that out there. I have to throw that out
really,
there.
Really?
The highest producer out, Young G.
I have to throw that out there. So we got Don't Act Surprised. You guys ready?
Yeah.
There we go. Let's get it.
No matter what I'm going through tonight, even if somebody got stuck down, yeah, feel my love flowing through my heart. Yeah, I'm hard asleep, but when I do, I'm having bad dreams. Things with rough flashbacks, times I never had dream. Mad lean, turn into a trap star. Mad fiends, big straps, red beams, turn into a track team. That's me, swagular, not too flashy. Only sometimes, long crimes, thinking about some dirt that I did last week. It's Prince Black, rather be Dolo than Mad Deep. No, I won't say nothing much if you ask me. Yeah, I told y'all that my chick's real classy. Realer than most of these diggins out here if you ask me. Frontin' trying to earn stripes, they wanna be thugs. Get caught slipping, have a mop in your blood. Where I'm from, you gotta walk with a snub. But don't get caught by the boy them, cause you don't wanna talk to the judge. Call me what you wanna call me, I'll be all the above. I ain't for the thing that you thought that I was. So
I gotta make it, don't you act surprised. No matter what, I'm going to tell you now.
No matter what,
even if somebody got stuck down,
even if
my life blown through my eyes, I gotta make it, don't you act surprised. No matter what, I'm going to tell you now.
No matter what,
even if somebody got stuck down,
even if
my life blown through my eyes.
Discipline, tell me why the judge not listening, mentioning how many times we'll be getting them, stressing them, but you don't know God's blessing them, effing them. This is why the bully keeps stepping them, watching them. Gotta overcome these many men, relevant. Now I understand these elements, settlements. Every day I rep real bully gang. Came from the ghetto, now I'm living like a hooligan. Grandma fell off, that's why my head fell off. Lost it all, the kid never faked it all. Cops patrol, but still gotta tape it off. That's the choice, up here then I take the odds. In my hood, opportunity. Haters try, pop the tool at me. Man, the lives just a jewelry. I came up large, no more good in me.
I gotta make it, don't you act surprised. No matter what I'm going through till now, even if somebody got stuck down, my life flowing through my eyes. I gotta make it, don't you act surprised. No matter what I'm going through till now, even if somebody got stuck down, my life flowing through my eyes.
Alright, what's going on? You guys are listening to the Hoops and Hip Hop Radio Show. This is the fifth show. Yeah, I'm losing count already.
Number five.
Brought to you by TheRiotRadio.com. Shout outs to Drew Hale and Chris Willis for helping us get this all together.
Yeah.
In with us in the studio, we have special guest rapper Prince Black.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Fifth show and already like three guests.
Yeah. That's crazy. You guys are going hard right now.
Yeah, of course. We have to.
That's the goal. So let's continue with this little Q&A session that we have here, profiling Prince Black. Do you remember like how you first started out? Like when do you remember that moment like you finally decided like, yeah, this is what I want to do. Like this is what I want to commit myself to.
Well, when I first started, that was when I was like 13. I started with my cousin Two-Time.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be rapping all the time on tape decks and recorders. And like, I just used to be like, what's this guy dealing with? You know, one day I tried it myself and everybody around me got hype. So I just kept going with it. And then probably a couple years ago when I was late in high school and I was going through a lot of things, that's when I actually started to use the music to express things for myself. And that's when I started to say, yo, this is what I'm going to do because I'm a quiet person, you know? Can't keep everything in it. You'll explode, you know?
Of course.
Trust me.
It's an outlet.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's how it goes.
So then speaking upon, you know, where do you want to go from here kind of thing?
I'm just trying to be a big businessman, start a lot of businesses and help a lot of people, you know? Put a lot of people on, start businesses, get your friends and your family on.
Of course.
That's how it goes.
And then also with, like, you know, the birth of your son just now, you know, I mean, that's definitely want to push you to really progress and do something, you know, positive for him.
Yeah, you have to. Just got to work hard and keep going harder.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Now, to kind of to wrap this all up, did you have, I don't know, you've been in the game for how long?
About 8 years.
Roughly, 8 years. Now, do you have, I don't know, have any advice for, you know, younger artists, people who were in your shoes 8 years ago, they're in those shoes now. Like, what advice could you give to them if they're just starting out?
You just got to stay hungry and be consistent if that's what you want to do, you know. You got to know what you want to do, but make sure it's not the only thing you do, because
of course
you can't only have one goal. You got to...
There's always got to be a plan B, plan exactly. C kind of thing. You just want to make sure.
You got to do your thing for real.
Of course.
All day, 24/7.
Yeah, man.
All right. Prince make Black. Sure we're going to plug this now. I do not want to forget this. Make sure to follow him on Twitter. So at P Bleezy. So at P B L E E Z Y.
Yep.
And then the MySpace website.
Yeah.
And I saw, yeah.
There's a lot of free mixtapes. Yeah. I put like about 14 or probably right now there's like 17 free mixtapes up there. So.
A lot of mixtapes. Yeah, a lot of good music. Take that in, please.
I saw you looking at that earlier, DJ.
Yeah.
We so got videos, music.
Check out myspace.com/pbleezy.
Yeah.
Same thing as Twitter, PBLEEZY. Mm-hmm.
And YouTube.
And definitely
on YouTube, you can check out me and my whole team, youtube.com/dynastybullygang. Don't forget
of
that.
Of course. And we
that's
also got to make
videos,
sure.
Right?
We got to definitely make sure that we shout out Prince Black Raps Nothing 3. That's his new mixtape that just came out recently.
Mm-hmm.
Where can people get that?
They can get that online at the same page where I just said. And the only other places they can get that is from me or at the Pickering Flea Market or Malvern Mall. So, you know.
There you go.
Okay.
Secret mixtapes. It's exclusive, trust me.
There you go. All right. So, man, I want to thank you on, you know, behalf of DJ and I coming down here and doing this with us. That was great, man.
Thank you for sure. Thank you for coming through.
No problem. You guys already know.
Come back again in the future, maybe.
For sure.
You're going to stay with us for a little bit, though. Talk some Raptors ball.
Yeah. Talk NBA ball. Just, you know. Yeah.
Of course.
I'm feeling that. So right now, we're going to cut to music. What do we have next on the docket?
We got some Chris Brown going on right now with I Love You. Check it out.
That's right, y'all know what it is. It's your boy Ryan Leslie, a.k.a. Barless, here with V.I.O., Future of R&B.
All right, what's going on? You are listening to Hoops and Hip Hop.
But yo, honestly, yo, I'm feeling this beat, yo. I'm from the city where everybody raps, you know what I'm saying? What?
Yeah, that's an exclusive. They're not ready for that.
Oh,
one.
Wow, man. That was so exclusive. It cut me off.
That's a throwback from when I was younger. I don't even remember when that one started.
All right, we're gonna get into that a little bit. That's a teaser.
Trust me.
That was a little preview.
Produced by Danny Bust.
There we go. Like I said, you're listening to Hoops and Hip Hop, brought to you by TheRiotRadio.com. If you're just tuning in, we've got Prince Black here in the studio with us, myself, Chris Charisma, and, as always, by my side,
you got DJ Johnson. What's going on?
DJ Johnson.
It's a strong name right there.
It is. It is. It always gets me. We're going to get right into the Toronto Raptors.
Okay? Yes, sir. Oh.
We do this every week. Last week was more fun because they were on a four-game winning streak.
Four-game winning streak.
And we had to take advantage of that because we, you know, probably never going to be able to get a chance to talk about a four-game winning streak.
Never know. Maybe two, but I don't know. Four?
You never know. These guys got Bayless and stuff.
Yeah. Bayless, Jared Bayless.
So, recently they lost to Boston and Atlanta. Fair enough. They beat Boston last week. Boston was coming out for revenge that game.
Oh, yeah.
They've lost two in a row. They got Jared Bayless, Stojakovic. Mm. Jared Bayless, the new point guard. Okay, I know, Prince, you've come off as kind of a fan of Bayless.
Yeah, this guy goes in. He's one of those people that stay on the low, you know?
Yeah.
People that you don't really know about, but they show you.
He'll make a name. I've told DJ that I'm a fan of Bayless. He's such a change from Jose Calderon.
Of course. And he plays defense.
Jose's like, you know, take my time. I'm going to pretend to run the fast break, but I'm not.
He's not.
I'm going to turn around.
Man, he pulls out so many times.
Toronto.
He'll be running, and then he'll stop.
Yeah. Oh, so that's what's happening now. Now, I want to play a little role-play game in here, you know, while we have Prince in here. Let's say you guys, you know, DJ and Prince, you guys are taking over as the new Raptors general managers.
Okay.
You guys are the boss.
All right.
The head bosses. Who on the team stays right now, and who do you get rid of? Well, or a better question, take anyone in the league, who do you try to add? You know, who do you want to see on the Raptors? Who do you want to see leave?
You want to go, Prince?
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant. Said, huh?
Yeah.
The Black Mamba. I don't know, man. For me, I think, I don't even know, to be completely honest, because I would say someone like LeBron, but
it's all about the money.
I don't know, man. He seems to be on some different stuff right now.
Yeah, okay, but like, what about the young guns? DeMar, Sonny, Amir, do they stay or do they leave?
For me, they stay. I think all three of them stay. To be honest, like, because they all bring something different. And most definitely, they're definitely going to grow as they continue to play. And this is the best place for them to play. Mm-hmm. They're going to get playing time here.
For me, you're going to say this is armed, but I keep Amir Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
I keep Sonny Weems as a sixth man. And I keep Bayless because you know I'm a fan of Bayless.
Yeah.
But I trade DeMar.
Whoa.
Yeah, I trade DeMar. Only because I don't know. For me right now, he can't shoot.
Yeah.
And he's only got one spin move. And I know he's young. Man. But I mean, what if Philadelphia comes to you and they say, okay, here's what's going to happen, Toronto. You give me your Miami draft pick, which will be in the 20s maybe.
Yeah.
You give me your TPE. That you got from Chris Bosh, 15 mil.
Yeah.
And you give me DeRozan, and I give you Andre Iguodala.
Yeah, for sure.
You take that.
That might happen. Because Iggy, he expects to be traded.
Yeah.
And Philadelphia knows they're not going to make the playoffs, and they want to save money. You know who they're going to go to, right?
Yeah.
Toronto and Cleveland has all that money.
Barbosa's not even really saying anything anyways. So.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, I mean,
but that's the only thing, though. I don't want DeMar to come back and bite us, man, for sure.
I know, but if Iggy's coming back your way, are you okay with it?
But even look at the last game, though. Iggy didn't do that much.
He'll bring that hype, though. Yeah,
he will, but I mean, like, he didn't really do that much in Philadelphia anyway. Like, we went
change of scenery.
Him, so
he used to.
Throwing out that possibility. Yeah. Now, Peja Stojakovic, he comes in also with the trade with Bayless. He's a $15 million expiring. Do you trade that or do you keep it?
I trade it.
You trade it?
I trade it.
What do you trade? Yeah, okay.
Because if anything, like, he's not really going to bring anything this year, really, to the team. I know that's still early in the season, but, I mean, that's a lot of money that you can definitely get something for the future and continue to build on for the rest of this season and beyond.
Now, we were talking about last week, free agency.
Yeah.
Who do you said you were trying to target Carmelo.
Yeah.
What about Marc Gasol? we talked about last week.
Yeah, you said Marc Gasol.
What do you think of that?
Marc Gasol's a good... Yeah.
You need a center beside Bryan.
We need a center. We need an actual center who's going to sit there and be the anchor for defense, man. Like, Andrea's not doing it. I mean, like, well, how much points did he have yesterday? Like, 14?
I don't know.
And he's supposed to be an offensive threat, like the best player on our team?
Yeah. If Carmelo came to town...
That's a lot of media.
Yeah.
That's a lot of media.
Nah, that guy wouldn't come to Canada.
He's been in Denver, so you can't say he's not used to the snow.
But he got drafted to Denver. He had no choice in
and
that.
And he's lived in New York, so I mean, snow's not a problem for this man.
No.
We're going to cut to a music break again. DJ, what do we have in line? I know you want to throw this, or Prince, you didn't throw this.
Yeah, man.
The throwback?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Prince of the City, Prince Black. Produced by Danny Buss. I don't even remember when I recorded this song. It's a real throwback.
Yeah, man. Honestly, yeah. Boy. 17 mixtapes. This is just one of the songs that, you know, we happened to make that was produced by Danny Buss, who's actually here in the studio with us.
Another producer.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Who will hopefully feature sometime in the future.
Possibly. You never know.
And hopefully start making some more beats.
We got a lot of talent in the room.
Oh, man. A lot of talent. Yeah, a lot of talent. Even one man that's, you know, unheard of right now. Not even really saying too much.
Yeah, I got my young boy Slim in the building.
Yeah.
The Bully Gang, you already know.
Exactly. So, you know, let's get the Prince of the City.
Iceman.
Hey, real talk. I'm hype right now. But yo, honestly, yo, I'm feeling this beat, yo. I'm from the city where everybody raps, you know what I'm saying? But these niggas can't do it like me. I'm keeping it real with y'all. It's the Prince Dynasty. Back on the track, let's get back to the facts. The city's mine, I'm trying to put the dot on the map. The dot on the map, like I'm following directions. You rappers need to stop like you're at an intersection. Hustle all day, I stay putting checks in. I got a good connect and y'all got no reception. It's 08, I made it, it's a blessing. Something's on my waist, that's the way that I've been dressing. I'm getting green like salad, no dressing. The city is mine, and so is your girl. I guess that's why I got her in my bedroom undressing. Yeah, yeah. You rap niggas make me laugh. Keep talking about your cash, I'll run up on you with a mask. Y'all dudes ain't getting cash, y'all are worried about the gas price. Look at my earrings, they shine like flashlights. It's the Prince of the East, it's the Prince of the West. You heard about my team, streets say we're the best. I'm slam off the pit, no I'm not smoking cess. You better show respect and get smoked like success. You rap about your money, I've been getting it. You call that girl your wifey, but I've been sexing it. Danny Buss sent me the beat, so I'm blessing it, that's definite. If I see something I like, I'm getting it. What you niggas know about popping tags, duffel bag boy? I got stacks in a hockey bag. My jeans are revised, so I keep the tag on them. Say the wrong thing to me, I'll pull that thing on ya. But real talk, a punchline. But if I see you flossing, I'll eat your food like it's lunchtime.
Yeah.
All my homies are hungry, the type to stick you up and be like, give me your money. It's the Prince.
What's going on, everyone? You're back again listening to Hoops and Hip Hop, brought to you by TheRiotRadio.com.
The guys,
check
that
out, please, and thank you. You know, yeah, of course, man. Getting that money. We're back with Prince Black. You know, say something to the people.
follow at pbleazy.
Yes, yes.
And be sure to download some free mixtapes off myspace.com/pbleazy.
That's of course, the most recent one.
L-E-E-Z-Y.
Yeah, the most recent one that just came out is Raps Nothing Part 3. Mm-hmm. Definitely check that one out. It's hot mixtape.
All right, all right, all right. Now, the last few things we're going to talk about just to wrap up the show. The Miami Heat. I don't know if you guys saw the recent game against the Dallas Mavericks. We were just looking at a video early of what we're going to talk about now. But LeBron James, all right, a bit upset. That's kind of an understatement.
A bit upset.
A bit upset about what happened. And they called a timeout. And on the way back to the bench, him and Coach Spoelstra are on a crash course, right? And they don't move, and they give, you know, the little shoulder bump to each other. Kind of like, you know, the kind of thing you'll see in the school halls, but not accidental.
No, no.
All right, so no. I'm going to ask you guys this. If you guys haven't found it or seen this, go look up the video on NBA.com or on YouTube.
It's crazy.
Let's say you guys were the coaches, okay? Mm. And your star, I don't know, one of your star players does that to you. How do you react?
If you step on my toes, you can't say sorry. That's all I know.
That's it? Even if it's LeBron James?
Nah.
Yeah?
Nah, well, see, that's it's like very... That,
especially on TV. Like, mm-hmm. That's
very, very disrespectful. But at the same time, I think I handle it the exact same way that Coach did. Mm-hmm. No, it's bullshit. Because you have to be professional. You're still on the floor, man. You can't sit there and break into a fight. Because then you have to deal with penalties with not only your team not really respecting you anymore, your organization, the league.
Yeah, he handled it real good.
Yeah.
So maybe you guys let it go on the spot, but then, you know, take it behind closed doors. Is that the approach? Is that the consensus, DJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Now, on the topic of the Miami Heat, okay, what we like to do occasionally is something we like to call the Hoops and Hip Hop Throwdown. Yeah. So I just throw out a question, and, you know, we have a little debate about it. We did it last time when Chris was in the studio.
Yeah.
And then I did it with you, like, last week.
Yeah.
This week, the question, our throwdown question is, if Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan were to, you know, decide to form a team together, like the Miami Heat did, would they do better than Miami is doing right now, or would they have the same problems the Heat are having?
See, that's kind of difficult because, I mean, you look at the Dream Team and how well that group of players actually performed.
The USA Olympic team.
Yeah, they did really well. But then again, you also look at the Redeem Team and how well they performed too. And then you have, you know, LeBron James, and you have, you know, Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh on that team. So it's kind of hard to say. It's kind of hard to say.
Those type of players aren't even really meant to play with each other. That's why it's like...
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Everyone's just trying to do their own thing.
And do you think, based off on what you just said, do you think that back in the day then it was more about team basketball than being a superstar and getting your money?
For sure. Nowadays, these guys just want to be the leader, be a superstar, you know?
Yeah. You can't, you know, there's a lot of, you know, you watch the games, there's a lot of alpha male fighting on there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just isolations and trying to do their own thing.
Yeah.
Do you think they put it together in time, though? They're 9-8 right now.
I think they still put it together in time. I think definitely, you look down the road, they're going to be better than, you know, 9-8.
Yeah, Miami's going to be all right, but I don't think they're going to get too far.
No, no championships. I said this already.
Okay, now, do they need to make changes then? Like, do you think they break up the big three eventually? Like, Bosh, Wade, LeBron? Do you think that's the answer?
Should have never happened in the first place.
Yeah. I don't think it should have happened at all.
Happen
okay, now, let's just, you know, hypothetically speaking, let's say one of them gets moved. Bosh, Wade, LeBron. Which one gets moved first?
Yes, I was thinking about that,
too. Two of them would have to be moved.
Yeah?
Really, you think it's going to be back to...
Big trades,
They just can't coexist then.
Nah.
I don't know, because I think I agree with you at the same time, but I also think that there's still time for them to see what's going
to
happen.
Okay, then, so just to build on what you said... You're the GM then. Which two go?
LeBron and Wade.
Really?
You keep Bosh?
Yeah.
Okay, now DJ, your turn.
Man, I don't know.
It doesn't have to be two.
I'm not keeping Bosh for sure. And that doesn't have to be resentment based on the fact that he left.
I can't even say it as the GM, but I'm just saying, like, I think
if
two of them were to leave, it would be those guys.
Yeah.
Well, then, okay.
But just, you know, to further build on what you said, Bosh, actually, he's been the most efficient.
The most efficient.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
No, I did research, and if you look at the stats and efficiency and the field goal percentage and actually doing what you need to do while on the court, Bosh is the most efficient.
And now, you don't expect too much from him when
he's you also have to consider you don't expect too much. But if you've been watching the games, LeBron and Wade, they're jump shooters now, and they can't even shoot the ball. Like, all of a sudden, they can't shoot the ball either. They're just chucking up shots. Have you seen Wade's? Yeah. I have Wade on my fantasy team. Trust me.
Yeah.
Those Wade's letting me down.
They got too gassed off of how they play in 2K11. Yeah.
There you go.
Video games. Yeah. All right. So, I mean, there we go. That was a pretty good discussion. We're going to finally wrap it up into a song, and then we're going to cut it. We're going to outro afterwards. What do we have next?
So we got some Murs and Slug, I Shot a Warhol, some definite underground music for this underground show right here.
Keep it with the theme.
Yeah, of course. So check it out.
I shot a Warhol dead with my pistol when the wind hit the hole in the canvas, it whistled. Beautiful with no frame, a face with no name. Glass full of cold fame, chased it with slow pain. Nostrils of cocaine, cocktail and kill time. Scenes from a bad film, lived out in real time. Who plays the hero? Which one's the victim? Violent and fearful, they find their positions. Pride and ambition, the enemies inside you. Tendencies to listen, even when you lie to. Pry through the details, unmask the myth. Try to impress the cast with acid trips, mash your lips against a cold hard bottle of washed up stars and old role models. She loves the sorrow so much that she swallows, but talk to tomorrow, which walk will she follow? Everybody needs to be appreciated, execute him for the masterpiece that he created. Death of a sales martyr, fire starter, if the hate doesn't make you wanna die, try harder. I shot a Warhol dead with my pistol when the wind hit the hole in the canvas, it whistled. Beautiful with no frame, a face with no name. Glass full of cold fame, chased it with slow pain. No game to rise to, the coach sidelines you. Hope with no aim in a scope you hold your eye to. Steady with that rifle, pointed at your idol. Open up a spot with each fallen rival. This is the cycle, replace the A-list. The next batch of faces can come hate the famous. Everybody thinks that what they make is golden. When Lennon got shot through the thoughts of holding, what you gonna do to impress them? Which logo gets picked when you get that itch? If they notice and you climb into the focus, surround yourself with soldiers and like-minded motives. Dark sticks and whoever's heart's the biggest. Eye of the beholder is dark, cold, and vicious. She loves you because she loves image. Let's tear it all apart from the start to the finish. I shot a Warhol dead with my pistol when the wind hit the hole in the canvas and whistled. Beautiful with no frame, a face with no name. Glass full of cold fame, chased it with slow pain. It's nothing but a slow pulse when you just stop feeling it. Your friends and your folks can't adjust to what you're dealing with. Accustomed to trust, now the lust got you killing it. Eyes wide shut, now you're no healing it. Travel down the barrel towards the light. Once in open space, it's easy to lose sight. Don't look down, you're bound to fall flat. If you do hit the ground, rebound and bounce back. The soundtrack, she hated every single song, but everybody else seemed to want to sing along. Bring along the belief that everything is wrong. We all break down in front of God before the break of dawn. Silence, open up the eyelids to sex, drugs, and violence. Movie songs, books, everything is based on it, so we stay on it. Got a bullet with your face on it. I shot a Warhol dead with my pistol when the wind hit the hole in the canvas and whistled. Beautiful with no frame, a face with no name. Glass full of cold fame, chased it with slow pain.
Welcome back again, guys. You're tuned into Hoops and Hip Hop, brought to you by The Riot Radio. Tune into riotradio.com, please, and thank you once again. Chris, what do you have to say?
Well, because you didn't introduce yourself again,
yeah.
This is DJ Johnson. All right, he's my co-host.
DJ.
And I'm Chris Charisma, and with us today, we had our special guest, Prince Black.
Yeah.
Prince Black?
Thank you again. No, like it means a lot for you to come in.
It means a lot to me, man.
Because, I mean...
I didn't even know DJ had a little radio thing going on.
There we go.
I hear that. Yeah. You already know I'm going to be here.
So, I mean, supporting each other, that's what it's all about.
Of course, family, man.
Yeah, there we go. Sure. All right, so make sure to check Prince's Twitter, at PBleezy, at PBLEEZY. We're in the business of spelling things right, us journalists.
We are journalists,
And his MySpace website. So, MySpace.com/...
PBleezy. Same thing.
There we go. Exactly. And what can you find on there again?
A whole bunch of videos, a whole bunch of free mixtapes.
And I definitely want to give a shout out to Danny Buss. You heard him, his production actually, from the Prince of the City, man.
Yeah, a little taste of it.
A little taste of it at first, and then we gave you the whole entire song. It was a sick song, man. Back in the day, a throwback. Chilling.
Shout outs to my homie Slim in the building once again, you know what I'm saying? The Iceman.
There you go.
you said George Gervin before, right?
Yeah, man. You know.
And congrats on your son, on the news of your son.
Yeah, thanks again, Malachi.
Yeah, man.
Shout outs to Malachi, shout outs to Keisha, shout outs to everybody I know, man, all my family, all my friends. Everybody, man. Yeah. The whole East Side, Durham, Scarborough, Toronto.
Sticking together.
Yeah,
everybody.
It's good to see you smile, man. Good to see you smile, bro.
All right, now quickly to wrap it up, our What the Bleep of the Week. I just found it just now. Apparently, this is breaking news. Spoelstra called out LeBron during a Heat practice.
Wow.
And you know LeBron, he's a jokester. Remember him on Cleveland? He liked to take pictures and the little fake photography thing. And LeBron Spoelstra literally stopped the practice, told everyone to stop moving, and then he said out loud to LeBron, "I can't tell when you're serious." And the whole team was just quiet. So the coach is not backing down.
No.
You know, a lot of people thought the coach would be, you know, just trampled all over between these, you know, the three stars, and the coach is not backing down, as you saw with the bump video.
But you look at these coaches that are actually really, really good coaches, and they have great players on their team. They don't let their great players run them.
Mm-hmm.
They run their teams.
Yeah.
You look at Jerry Sloan and how many great players he's had and the success that he's had. And it's because he's a hard-nosed coach. He doesn't take anything from anyone.
All right. So, I mean, we'll see how that storyline unfolds. A little sneak peek as to what we're going to do in the future. Hoops and Hip Hop has, you know, we've actually got some big plans.
Some big plans in the future, for sure.
Yeah, we're going to be... Well, I don't want to reveal that just yet. A special guest we're going to have come in eventually as to associate with the Raptors.
But you will love that special guest, I'll tell you that.
Okay, and we're also going to go do podcasts, more podcasting, and we're going to also do some videos.
Of course.
And a little on-campus project that we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Top 50-something. Don't want to reveal too much, but we're going to involve the school, and we're going to involve some video work. So that's what we've got in store. Hoops and Hip Hop, keep supporting us. I've checked the Facebook group, and we're going worldwide now. All right, some of our followers, we have some followers in Indonesia, the Philippines, Peru, England. I checked the stats. I'm going to show it to you later. Yeah, it's a worldwide thing now.
Interesting.
So there we go. And
we got a new mix, actually, by DJ D-Nice.
Okay.
You know, you heard him last week. Mm-hmm. We got him again. Chris, you got anything else to say?
No, that about wraps it up. I'm Chris Charisma. That was DJ Johnson. Prince Black was in the studio. Yeah. DJ D, nice to wrap up our music break. Yeah. See you guys again next week. Peace.
Every boy's one. shine and a couple stacks stashed up up in your top drawer. So give it to me. And they coming round the corner, 5 to 6, and Chevy creeping real slow. You know the routine, don't try to play MacGyver, sawed off shotgun pointing out the window. Just give it to me. Not to mention the crooked cops pull you over when you drop on the side of the road. Take all your words and pocket all your dough. I ain't going through none of that no more. I have no choice but to win, cause I absolutely can't lose no weight. 200% I am on my job. Money ain't nothing left that I can say. Get on your job with me, get on your job with me. Ready for tomorrow, it ain't too late. Oh, cause when the people come looking for that money, tell me, man, what you gonna say?
Give it to me. Candy coupe, hard knock, off in any loop, off the stoop. Play with me, see what the swimmy do. My canary shoot, high beams pointing right at you. Peekaboo, Benji paper made me hate a poo. All your fame reduced, Najee twice, purple haze and goose. Got me loose, kick my way and now I got the juice. Gucci bubble boots, 1,000 kicks, couple hundred boots. Getting flu. My top down, I'm flashing on them. I'm passing all them, pull over and hit the hazards on them. The corner paid my dues, now it's back to balling. The raps are boring, dead man, I dip the casket for them. I'm back performing, I bag them, break their back, don't hold them. Look down on them, like the Ken Bay, Patrick Morning. Cash is pouring, stunt storming, got this up. Camera phones capture everything, right. The kitchen's
done. You know they mad, cause I'm hood rich. You never ever seen a good trick. You want a problem? Start it up.
That's the in the Altoid case. They say good things come to those who wait, so I'ma be at least about an hour late. I'm so fresh, but I should be arrested. New Cody Tesla with my on your chest, dude. She said, hey, I said, yes, dude. Damn, I'm only asking you a question. I met this MILF at the All-Star getting action. A cougar with more rings than Phil Jackson. Told her beauty is why God invented eyeballs, and her booty is why God invented my ball. I'm a rock star. Start it up. So popular, you should get a shot of us. Don't take shots at us, that is only obvious. The first album I vomited, the second I colonic'd it. Ain't nobody fighting with me, I plutonic'd it. Bet I got some slippers on, bet going on it. These ain't even real clothes, homie, I'm pajama rich. Bex told me, homie, gon' switch the style up. These homie, only to arouse us. Told her I ain't playing tonight, I'm only browsing. She pulled a blouse up, said it's free, I said, wow.
You know they mad, cause I'm hood rich. You never, ever seen a good trick. You want a problem? Start it up. You know they mad, cause I'm hood rich. You never, ever seen a good trick.